Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I saw this video going viral, and immediately as I was watching it, I felt seen. And the comments seemed to have said the same thing. So I'm curious as if this this goes this way in you guys' relationships as well. It's a repost from @JoshUglyASF on Twitter. But it's a man explaining the different dynamics of communicating in a relationship as a man and as a woman.
I told my wife, I'm like, hey, my buddy Jordan got engaged. And she goes, oh my gosh, tell me everything. I just did. I told you everything that I learned from that conversation. And she's like, no, like, how did they get engaged? How did he propose? Mm-hmm. I didn't ask. We don't ask each other those questions. I don't even know how old he is. You know, there are so many other questions that I would ask him before that. And she goes, why don't guys ask each other more questions? Like, we do. You know, like, I asked him, I was like, hey, are you sure? Now, as far as that conversation, I learned what I needed to learn. Number one, he's engaged. Number two, the date of the bachelor party. But as far as the proposal, hey, Jordan, what was the mood and the setting like when you proposed? I'm on a need-to-know basis. And if Jordan's not going to volunteer that information to me, which he didn't, thank God, I don't need to know.
That's literally how every small talk goes in my relationship, every single one.
Why don't you want to know the details, though?
Why?
You don't want to know how he proposed, the thought, the preparation that went into it?
No, not at all.
My husband's best friend got engaged late last year. How did my husband find out? Through me, because I was texting him about getting together for Bart's 50th birthday. And as he's texting me, he just nonchalantly shoots me a photo of him and his fiance with her ring that he apparently proposed to her at Thanksgiving. And I'm like, OMG, what? And I go to my husband and I'm like, did you know Markham's engaged? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
This is what guys do.
This is what we do. Need to know basis.
Yeah. We don't ask for details. No. Just tell us the bare minimum and we feel connected.
That's it. Congratulations. I'm out of here.
I'm looking at my husband. I'm like, are you not offended? He's like, no, like, he'll ask me to be in the wedding. And then that's how I find out.
Yeah, pretty much right there. Tell me what time to be there.
What happened to storytelling? What happened to details?
We don't need all that. That's too much.
Another reason for women to be all upset. Here's audio of a woman upset that, not that her husband was crying, but why he was crying.
We got married 2 years ago, and he sees me in my wedding dress coming down the aisle. This man does not shed a tear. My dad gave this beautiful speech on our wedding day. Nothing. Yesterday, he's watching this golf tournament, and he cried when he cried over a golf. It is the maddest I've ever been.
Rory McIlroy wins, and this dude is tearing up, yet he doesn't cry on his wedding day.
That's funny. I'd be furious.
be furious too. Have you also seen the viral post of women posting what men look like when they are like, when they're posing with fish or when they're at their favorite sporting event and their eyes are just so big.
Yeah.
And then they so, and this is what he looked like on the day he married me. And they're just like,
I mean, it is like forced to be here, gun to their head.
Right. And it's like, literally look at him taking pictures with me. Now look at him taking pictures with a fish he caught and see which one brings him most joy.
Y'all need to stop marrying men who don't like you. Like, that's the real epidemic here.
All right, Jackson, this is the weekend, man. It's a big weekend here for you.
Huge weekend for me, or it could be. It has the potential to be a big weekend for me. So I'm going to be heading down to Savannah, actually, today with my girlfriend to go to a tattoo convention. And it's kind of random. We didn't really have plans to go to this event, but basically a few weeks ago, she was getting a really big piece done on her leg. My girlfriend loves tattoos. She's has big plans for a bunch of them, especially right now she's kind of filling out her legs.
She has sleeves?
No, nothing above the waist. Everything is on the legs right now.
Good. So I can say this. Sleeves are sexy.
Did you not want to offend Jackson by calling his girlfriend sexy?
Yeah.
She had sleeves.
Right, I would have totally pivoted.
Now his girlfriend's going to get sleeves.
Yeah, and now I'm offended that you don't think legs are sexy, but you think sleeves are sexy.
Yeah, the legs are nice, but sleeves on a woman.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I love sleeves. Sleeves are hot. I think tattoos are hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was getting this huge piece done on her leg, and she was getting tattooed for like 8 or 9 hours straight, which is, by the way, insane. I got my very first tattoo in Savannah for the youth group's, you know, St. Patrick's Day shenanigans, and that took about 7 minutes, and I was in pain, and I'm not going to lie about that. And she is able to sit on this table for like 8, 9 hours
That's
straight.
I did 4 hours and I couldn't do anymore. I had to take a break.
Yeah.
Right? And so they ran out of time the last session that she had, and this artist was actually just guest tattooing at a shop here in Atlanta. And so she was like, I'm going to be in Savannah for this convention next month. Let's finish it up when you guys, you know, then. So we made the plans. Now we're heading down to Savannah. And so I assume that none of you guys have been to a tattoo convention, but it is a sight to behold.
Oh, I bet.
Have you, Kaylee? Because I know you worked at a tattoo parlor,
sure,
though you did tons
did.
Of piercings.
Oh, I've been to many tattoo conventions.
Is this mostly for people to, like, just stumble in on, or is it mostly just for those in the industry that are comparing notes?
I'm sorry. It's for both.
Yeah?
Yeah, it totally varies. It's a good place for, like, artists to network with other artists. A lot of people will find their favorite artist is coming to, like, you know, a city that's closer to them, even though they live, like, across the country or maybe in another country, and they can go see them there. And then other people just walk around, and there's artists that don't have any bookings for the day, and you can just get one right there.
Oh, wow.
Is Savannah known for its tattoos as to why they're having the convention there?
No, I think they have a big convention center, and they're just happening to host this one in Savannah.
Okay.
And so that's just how it worked out. Right. And so,
yeah, I feel like it should be in a grittier town.
I know, right? Savannah's kind of artsy, like Stan's there.
That's fair. The last one that I went to was in Richmond, so that's the only other experience that I have going to this.
I don't know why, like, when I think tattoo, Savannah's not the first. I don't know what city pops
into
New
York.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Agreed. And so while she's getting the rest of her, you know, giant piece done, which is going to take another 5, 6, 7 hours tomorrow, and we're going to be there all day Saturday as well, there's a chance that I'm going to stumble across something, and I don't know how reckless it might be for me to just pick something out and just be like, yeah, let's get this today. You know?
Oh, yeah. I assure you that you are going to get this done.
And so you think I am?
Oh, yeah. I think it's the same thing. I made this analogy to you off the air. It's like, we're just going to go and check out the puppies today. We're not going to bring anyone home. We're just going to check. No one has ever walked away and not without a puppy. If you're around that environment, when you can get a tattoo, you're going to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to kind of be, you know, taking in all the energy of all the people that are around, and I'm going to be super tempted to do it. But the thing is, like, I'm a big planner, you know? I mean, granted, I did get a rat tattooed on me very last second, and I walked into a tattoo shop, but that's just on my hip. You know, it's hidden.
And you were born the year of the rat.
I was. That's the reason why I got it.
Because when somebody tells you I got a tattoo of a rat, there's, like, a lot of things that can run through your head as to why that choice, but you were born in the year of the rat.
Can I ask you a random question.
Sure.
What other years are there? Because it always feels to me like it's the year of the rat.
It's the year of the snake this year.
Yeah, snake. Okay. This year there's dragon,
pig,
there's horse, pig, dog.
I was born in the year of the goat.
Oh, yeah? You should be the year of the manatee.
Manatee? Do they have a year of the manatee?
The ancient Chinese manatees that roamed the earth.
How does your mom feel about this? Because she's the one that really is not down with you getting tattoos.
She has no idea what's going on, so she's going to hear this and she's not going to be happy. Okay. We all knew that, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, at a certain point, I've got to stand up and I've got to feel like, you know, maybe it is time for me to do something that is a little bit more spontaneous and just commit to something, because I'm going to have a lot of time to kill and I really like tattoos and I've really been thinking about getting one, so why not?
Yeah. They also have ghost tours, man.
I'm not going to do that by myself.
Why not?
No, I'm there for one reason and one reason alone.
I say go for it, Jackson. Get tatted, man.
All right, I love it.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.